13 Petersburg residents sponsored the recall application and turned it into the city last Thursday. It sought a petition to recall Hofstad for misconduct in office and said her misconduct had wasted tens of thousands of dollars of taxpayers' money. However, City Attorney Paul Dillon Monday wrote that the recall application contained no particular conduct, facts, or details supporting misconduct. Dillon cited a 1984 court case involving the Bering Strait School District. In that case, a court found that an office holder should be presented with some facts or supporting details in order to be able to respond to the allegations. Hofstad says she was not surprised the application was rejected.
Just not liking someone or disagreeing with their politics is not a reason under state law to be recalled. That's what happens in a regular election. When you don't like someone for any reason, whether it be their politics, their style, their personality, or whatever, in a regular election, you can vote or not vote for them. But once a person is elected to their term, the recall has to be because they're incompetent or because they've had misconduct and broken the law in office, or they've had dereliction of duty. And I'm not surprised that the attorney found that the petition was insufficient, because I haven't done any of those things. And I think the people behind the initial petition for a recall basically just don't agree with me.
Supporters of the recall are taking issue with Hofstad's conduct as a city councilor. In particular, they say a hostile work environment complaint that she brought against Mayor Al Dwyer this year ended up costing the city over $19,000 in attorney fees. Hofstad says she never wanted to involve an attorney with that complaint and says she does not want to revisit the issue.
It's painful in a small town. It's been hard on Al's family, hard on him, hard on me, hard on my family and friends. And I would never have raised this again, and I'm sorry that these people raised it with the petition, because I want this thing to be over. We're working a lot better together. I think the mayor has made every effort to try to follow Robert's rules since this complaint. He's doing very well, as far as I can see, to treat everybody respectfully. And things have been going so much better, and I'm sorry that this has had to be raised again, but it's a dead issue, and I want to leave it dead.
However, recall supporters say they'll redo their application and resubmit it. Former Councillor John Haverlick says they'll go into more detail with their complaint.
The committee that originally came up with the petition feels this is still important enough. We don't want to have the city sued and keep making these expenditures that are unnecessary. So we are going to submit. We were just under the impression when we submitted the first petition that, you know, most lawyers say less is better. But this attorney with the city feels more explanation is better. So we'll just make it longer. Yeah, you know, that was the only problem with it. It just needed to be defined more.
Haverlick says he expects they'll turn in their new application relatively quickly. State law says grounds for recall are misconduct in office, incompetence, or failure to perform prescribed duties. The city has 10 days to review any new application and decide whether to issue a petition. If the next attempt is up to state standards, recall supporters will need to gather signatures of 181 local voters. That's one quarter of the people who voted in Petersburg's city council race last month. Enough petition signatures would force a special election on the recall sometime next year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.